Coach, getting ready for one of the big meets of the year, the RPAC meet down the road in Cambridge. No, looking forward to that. You had the Mike Truxell Hershey invite and on a cold, chilly day once again on Saturday and had some good performances. Your kids are pretty steady. You got to like where they are this time of the season, don't you?
Absolutely, yes. We just kind of use this meet as a nice little prep to get ready for our RPAC meet coming up, and maybe even, we even rested a few kids or go a little bit lighter on some events just to make sure we are 100% come Friday. But from the Hershey meet there, we had some great performances from some of our kids, and they're definitely where we need them to be at this point in time, and hopefully come our pack we can run our best, jump our best, throw our best, or whatever, and then that'll get us even more ready for a district meet here in a few weeks.
Also, Coach, this meet had a chance to give you a little bit more of a look at a lot of, since you moved from D to C, give you a lot of right. chance to look at more of those district teams, didn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. There's no district teamers there, but definitely Class C, with Chase County, Perkins, and Hershey. So it was nice just to see, compete with some of those bigger schools that we normally don't get to see on our regular schedule. So that was nice just to kind of get a feel for that. And I think that, it was also a good confidence booster for some of our kids knowing that, that we can't compete with those bigger schools that, that we have to now. So, all the way around, it was a good experience for us. We're kind of getting ready for that, bigger meets here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I keep forgetting you're going more east than you are west with the districts this year. I keep forgetting about that. Yeah,
correct. Yeah, which is honestly probably a good thing for us. Like I said, it's nice that we get to go out east. Out to Kearney Catholic is our district, so we get to see them, Elm Creek, Wood River, and some of those central around Kearney schools. So it should be. I'm expecting a very competitive meet. I like where we stand on some events. Just from the rankings or whatever. So definitely nice to get that confidence booster on that aspect of things, knowing that we can go in there and do well. So, but there's still some areas where I would like to improve and in some events, for example, I think at the top of my head, like both relays, the 4x4 and 4x8 on the girls' side, the 4x1 relay on the boys' side, and obviously some individual events, here and there that we can, I know that we can run faster. But just a matter of peaking at the right time and making sure that we stay healthy and be ready to go.
I tell you, really proud of Sawyer Dibberin. Boy, he has got that 300-meter hurdle time. He's been knocking time off every meet he goes to, and he set a new school record the other day, didn't he?
He did. I mean, he was kind of wondering why his time wasn't coming down, and he just kind of, focused on that a little bit here in the last few weeks and has really, helped with bringing his time back to where he was, and obviously even better, improving his record from last year. So, so that was a nice little PR for him on Saturday, and he's been having some great competition to run against at the last two meets. He went on Gothenburg when we had that meet in Gothenburg, great competition there, and obviously here in Hershey. So, and he'll see even better ones here at RPAC on Friday to hopefully get that time down even more. So, like I said, he's sitting first in our district. So that's a good feeling for him, but he still wants to get better so he can end up at a better spot at state. So, hopefully we get him to qualify that event. And it'll be fun to see what fast he can run it once it's all said and done.
Yeah, that Midwest Track Classic in Gothenburg was a good one. It was, weather-wise, I think it was maybe a little tad breezy, but otherwise, boy, you had the best of the best, and that really brought out the best in your kids too, didn't it?
It did. Yeah, it was a nice, and like I said, that one was nice as well because we got to see some bigger schools, that to really help, push us. Gothenburg, for example, on the girls 4x8, they really brought the best out of my girls, so that was great to see. There to get down in the 10:05 and or 10:06, whatever it was, and hopefully, we can improve that time here on Friday. So, even like I said, Sawyer and the hurdles and even in the long jump. So just a bunch of great competition to help our kids, because we need it, and our kids work hard at practice all the time. So it's nice to be able to compete at a high level, at those qualifying meets. Like we did at the Midwest Classic. So,
you still got some battles for your relays, because it's not like the same four girls in every relay. You've got like, what, five, six, semi seven girls competing for four spots, don't you?
Yes. That's kind of nice. You know, we're just kind of throwing people in, kind of seeing, all right, here's your shot to give it your best effort and see where you end up. And, you know, come district time, we're going to pick the best four that have competed well all season and give us the best chance of qualifying that relay to state and hopefully medal down there. So they know what's at stake, and all of them are hungry to get after it and go get it. That's pretty nice to have, and it's just a matter of who wants it more and who wants to run harder. And it's definitely fun to be part of that competition there within the team and see what happens. So even on the boys 4x1, Stephen got hurt for us there at Med Valley Invite. So, having him back will be nice. But even I got the four that are running right now are pretty fast. So we'll have to see about that and see who ends up, in the top four for that relay. So, yeah, it's definitely a great competition all the way around, and I'm happy to have it.
And it's been a while since you've had, you've tried, no question. Girls 4x1, and that's, you're running the 52s right now. And that's without, correct me if I'm wrong, Ava Messersmith running on that. If who knows, maybe not, but it's good to see that 4x1 sneak in there with a pretty good time.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's always been, the wild card for us. Just a matter of finding those four girls. And yeah, it's definitely fun to have that relay. That's, always a fun one to watch and to coach. So. To have both boys and girls and be good quality relays is definitely fun. So looking forward to see making sure we get good exchanges. Those are always give me a nervous breakdown, but once we get them, it's fun to watch them go all the way around with the track with nice exchanges. So.
Well, I know the meet's not until Friday, Coach. So, and you got a whole week to prepare and everything to get ready for this one. Keep everybody healthy. Has that been a good thing for you? I mean, is everybody staying healthy, or just you got some nagging pulls here and there?
We got a couple nagging things here and there with a few kids, but we were pretty smart last week, but just kind of making sure we weren't even doing it, because we had a meet Monday, Tuesday. And then a few days off, and then, track meet Saturday. So, like I said, we did rest a few kids just to make sure they were good to go Friday. A few things came up Saturday, but nothing major. So it's just a matter of, being smarter, make sure we're not overdoing it, rest when we need to this week. And I think we should be okay. I think everybody that needs to compete will compete. I'm going to enter them in the regular events, and if we need to, hopefully not, but if we need to scratch any throughout the day, we will, just to make sure, because we got, even a bigger meet coming up in a few weeks, so we don't want to jeopardize anything there at RPAC because of, anything minor. So just a matter of, having a good week of practice and see where we end up on Friday. But I'm expecting all of us to be ready to go come Friday.
Supposed to be 70 degrees on Friday in Cambridge, Coach. That would be absolutely perfect. Maybe a little breeze, but not a lot.
Yeah. I seen the weather yesterday, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, that'll be perfect. Mid-70s, light breeze. I hope it stays that way. So let's say our prayers so it does, right? So I hope it does, because that'll be great. It'll be a perfect day for all the athletes competing that day. So I hope it doesn't change or it stays where it needs to be. And yeah, that's definitely exciting to be looking forward to a nice weather track meet day for RPAC. So